Hare Krishna. I'm not sure why I'm up here right now, but I will also take this opportunity to share just a couple of thoughts with you. As some of you know, I work under the direction of Anuttama Prabhu and Rukmini Mataji, serving ISKCON through the communications ministry in North America. And in that capacity, sometimes I'm exposed to so many challenges and difficulties happening in ISKCON today. Sometimes I end up having to hear about or deal with some uncomfortable issues or some controversies or some politics. And from time to time, it becomes quite difficult. And in fact, I have some friends, I have quite a few friends, especially among the second generation, who were born and raised in Krishna consciousness, but who feel that somehow or other they don't really have so much faith in the institution of ISKCON. And we have nice relationships, but sometimes they just ask me, you know, how can you do this? How can you just do public relations for this institution? You know, so many things have gone wrong and there's so many problems. But one thing I was reflecting on just being here is that just as His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was speaking so beautifully, this is the greatest story of ISKCON, the greatest largely untold story of ISKCON, of the ISKCON of today, and also I can see the ISKCON of tomorrow. And I'm so humbled to just witness that all of you, everyone here is such an instrumental and a unique part of that story. And so just being here for the last 3 or 4 days, this is the ISKCON that I love, this is the ISKCON that I fell in love with, and this is the ISKCON that I want to just give my everything to. So thank you so much for being that ISKCON, for not only me, but for so many, for the entire world. On a personal level, I came into Krishna consciousness through New Vrindavan. Some of you might have been to New Vrindavan. Some of you, probably many of you, would like to go to New Vrindavan, so maybe you will someday soon. But several years ago, I think more than 15 years ago, I started hearing about this event called Puna Yatra. And the devotees that were taking care of me and introducing me to Krishna consciousness, they would come back with these amazing stories, and they would show me photos sometimes also. And I remember seeing Radhanath Maharaj on a slide. Is that the same slide? Same slide? I don't know if that's going to happen again. But at least I should be happy that I got to see the photograph. But since that time, I've always just been thinking about and desiring that one day. So actually, this is our first Pune Yatra, and by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Murlidhar and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Sri Radha Kunjabihari, we're here, and we've gotten to experience it. And it's, in every respect, a dream come true. It exceeded any expectation that I could have. The photographs and the stories don't even begin to capture what we've experienced here. Because besides the beauty and the kirtans and the wonderful lectures, what's so inspiring, as Kastubha Prabhu was mentioning, was all of the details, which I don't even know how I can describe that to anyone. From the biggest to the smallest, the things that, I mean, in every single respect, the mood and the mission of servant of the servant of the servant is there in every single detail, and we've just been completely humbled and completely amazed, and we thank you for that. And finally, also on behalf of my mother, Sachi Mata Devi, and my wife, Krishangi Devi Dasi, we want to just request your blessings on us, especially seeing all of the devotees, but especially the Grihastha devotees, and foremost, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Mataji and their whole family. You all have completely shown us what we have to aspire towards, no matter how many lifetimes it takes. So please, please, please give us your blessings that one day we can please our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, by even if we can develop a fraction of these qualities. So please, we're just requesting those blessings from all of you. And if we can be a little greedy, maybe you can just say a prayer that although this was our first Pune Yatra, it won't be our last. Thank you.
Navina Nirata Prabhu here.
Part of our Vaishnav culture, the dati pratigrinati guyamakyati prichati bungte bojayate echaiva shadvidim priti lakshanam, to practice the six loving exchanges which Rupa Goswami outlines in Upadeshamrita. You're gathering every year here in Pune, and I'm so happy to see my old friend Kastubha Prabhu. We have spent many battles out there, and Brahmananda Prabhu was very dear to my heart, and so many other old friends and dear Vaishnavas are my spiritual mentors and guides. I'm very foolish and attached and insignificant, so I was praying for the mercy to render some service to all of you, but first I have to become qualified to do that. So thank you all for allowing me to be in your association, and I hope that one day I can come to the standard which my spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas are so exemplary manifestations of. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving us the opportunity. I just wanted to share a few things. One of my services to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj is to post the news of his activities whenever I'm able to. And I post what happened the first day we came, and the second day when Guru Maharaj was able to give a lecture. And then one devotee wrote to me in a very passionate way. He says, all you are going to kill him. Well, he wrote to me, all you are going to kill him by taking him so far. So then I wrote to him back, if you would be here, you wouldn't have said that. I wrote to him back, you have no idea how much happiness Guru Maharaj has for coming here. I went yesterday before Guru Maharaj was sleeping and I told him, I have the bad, or maybe the bad habit, to be very spontaneous with Guru Maharaj. I never hide anything to him. I don't follow protocols with him. He is habituated to me. We joke so much. And when I went to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, I saw that so many physiotherapies were giving to him. And stand up, sit down, move your hands. Now you don't talk, now you talk, now you eat, now you sleep. I said, they are what they are doing with Jayapataka Maharaj, they don't know him. He's an eagle, he's a free man. He used to fly, go and come and do so many things. He's a very heavy person. He used to slap me whenever he was disappointed, whenever I make some offenses. One time he did it during his Vyasapuja in Mayapur. Still I feel it was very strong. Just because he thought that I offended a Vaishnavi because I requested her to move because I wanted to take a special photo in the Vyasasan. And then I took it as the biggest mercy, and I will disclose it for the first time. I had problems in my ears, I had some problem, and because he slapped me on that ear, it was cured. He doesn't know that, and I promised to myself that in his next 360th Vyasapuja in April, I will disclose this, but somehow or other, I was inspired to say this now. The other thing is that when we were preparing to bring Guru Maharaj here, there's so many things, bring the bed, bring that, bring this, bring that. I told Guru Maharaj, I would like to go to Pune since many years back. We were very much inspired for the youth programs, for Radhe Shyam Prabhu and all these devotees. We are very much happy that Ashraya Ratna Prabhu was sent to Calcutta to help in the preaching. So all this is by your inspiration as a divine force behind all these devotees, how they bring many qualified people from the simple, let's say, the simple way of life to become a first-class Vaishnavas, because you are under a first-class disciple of Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Chandramali Maharaj, in the offering of the Vyasapuja celebration we had in Mayapur, of Radhanath Maharaj, he mentioned many good things, but one important thing he mentioned is that Radhanath Maharaj makes everyone loves each other. He said whenever he goes to some temples, he sees always the people have certain stress and they are likely to be passionate one amongst the other. But whenever Radhanath Maharaj comes, everyone starts loving each other and everyone wants to serve. So how great is a personality who makes others love each other? This is a first-class Vaishnava. How proud and happy should be Srila Prabhupada for having disciples of the caliber of Jayapataka Maharaj, Chandramali Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Siddhar Maharaj, Bhakti Sobdamdar Maharaj, and all these great Vaishnavas and Radhanath Swami Maharaj. As Dhruva Maharaj, as Narada Muni was so proud of his disciple Dhruva Maharaj, I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is very proud of all of you, and you are very proud of all the devotees here who have made such a wonderful yatra that I feel like an ant, very small amongst a giant people, how they are serving everyone. I want to tell one more story. In 1994, I was very new in the movement, and then Guru Maharaj, I was in Venezuela, then I went to Miami for a few things. Then he came to know during Panihati festival, I was there, he says, you come here. Then I went and immediately Balabhadra Prabhu gave me the service of GBC Quarter Host. I know if he would have known me, he wouldn't give me this service. I was very new, and then I had to serve 11 great Vaishnavas. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Bir Krishna Goswami, I remember, and Radhanath Swami. But with my polluted vision, I didn't realize who was Radhanath Swami. So I used to make a mental offense against you. But please forgive me now. I just want to say what was that. We used to see Guru Maharaj and other gurus like with big big like paraphernalia presentations, many devotees around them and all these things. And I saw Radha Maharaj was so simple that even I told Sevaswarup, you see, this Maharaj sleeps like a Tutankhamun, the pharaoh. It's like a death, but he just sleeps in a simple way and nothing disturbs him and he sleeps on the floor. In that room, I still remember Maharaj slept on the floor. So I said he was so austere. So in my mind was running all these thoughts, and then suddenly I served all of them, the prasadam, and then at the end I had to remove all the plates. And then I just see that Guru Maharaj look at me, and Mataji was saying how Prabhupada used to read her mind. Guru Maharaj reads my mind many times. And then he said, whose plate is this? I said, it's Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He said, give it to me. And Guru Maharaj took remnants. And I remember, he says he took remnants, and he took, the last thing was a grape. I cannot forget this event. And he says, you don't underestimate Maharaj. I said, how he knows, in my mind. He said, he's a great Vaishnava. He has done a lot of austerities. He has done a lot of services. And since that time, my love, that ignite, Guru Maharaj ignite my love for you and my respect for you. Thank you very much for being such a wonderful God brother of Guru Maharaj, to offer him so much love and so much service. That yesterday, when Guru Maharaj, sometimes it's not easy, it comes out from his mouth, he said, whoever from my disciples wants to seek siksha from Radhanath Maharaj, he can do it. I officially seek siksha from you at this very moment, because of the love that you reciprocate with my spiritual master just inspires me, love, devotion, and respect and surrender. Krishna has really been very happy with you, has inspired you so much intelligence to give first class and wonderful lectures that touch the heart and the mind of every single person here. All these people are very fortunate that they took birth in this time, in this planet Earth, to start their journey back to Godhead by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and your mercy, because Srila Prabhupada is successful for having first-class disciples. All glories to all of you. Thank you very much. My obeisances to all of you.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nivasesa Sundyavadi Pastyatya Desatayane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gauda Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So last and least, I'm speaking. After hearing all the wonderful glorifications of these devotees who have, their hearts have been overflooded with the mercy and that has been so profusely been distributed here, I feel kind of speechless. One thought came to my mind is the importance of association of devotees. When Sanatana Goswami asks Lord Chaitanya, what is the first activity of a Vaishnava, the first business? He said, Asat Sangha a Vaishnav Acharya. Asat sang tyaga e vaishna achar. That the first business of one who is actually seriously practicing the process of devotional service is to give up the association of asat, those who are materialistically minded, and take to the association of sat, those who are on the path of the eternal process of liberation. So association is the basis. But association simply does not mean coming in physical proximity. That may be an external feature of association. And that is required, of course. But real association means to imbibe the principles of what it means to associate. And this Punyatra is, as my experience has been for year after year after year, a concentrated form of what is real association. That Vaishnavas who come together who are only interested in serving other Vaishnavas, and in that service, keeping glorification of the Lord foremost. And that's why I'm inspired to come to Punyatra. I have so many, what we say, options. As a traveling preacher, I can go so many places and have opportunities to preach. But I come here, and I also come in association with Radhanath Maharaj's disciples and within, and also Radhanath Maharaj, to see and to experience what is the essence of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And Punyatra is like the epitome of that knowledge. That devotees are inspired by the pure teachings of Srila Prabhupada that have been infused in them by Radhanath Maharaj in such a way that it's become their whole life. I go everywhere, not everywhere, I mean, I travel in various places, but I don't see that. And when I leave here, it's obviously, I notice that quite easy. When you're in the pure atmosphere and you leave it, you can see what is the dichotomy. And when you're outside of it and when you come into it, the reality hits you so strongly that it's, as we heard from these devotees who have just expressed their love and appreciation through their experiences here, it just opens up the heart in such a wonderful way that their love for Krishna and their appreciation of Vaishnava just comes flowing out in a spontaneous way. So take this mood, those of you who have come as guests, as invitations from others who have come maybe for the first time, or who are new in the practice of Krishna consciousness. This is the, what we say, the model that devotees come together, eagerly chant the holy names of the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord from Radhanath Maharaj, who, when he speaks from realization. There's this difference from speaking from philosophical, theoretical concepts and then speaking from realization. Because when you hear from realization, you get realization through that hearing. And when you hear from philosophical, theoretical concepts, it may be nice. But when you hear realized philosophy or realized understanding of the practice and of the knowledge, the teachings, it's like an spiritual experience. It takes you into the process of purification and actually real self-realization. So Radhanath Maharaj has created a mood of pure devotional service wherever he goes, and he has invested that pure devotional mood in so many of those who have taken shelter, and they carry that mood with them. And therefore, when we come into that association, we say, yes, this is what I read about in the books. This is what I understand when Srila Prabhupada's talking. Here it is in practice. And that is, it's rare. It is very rare. And it's very, very difficult in Kali Yuga because there's so many challenges. So many challenges. The atmosphere is so polluted with all the qualities of negativity. But when you see it in such a powerful way, you just want to be part of it. And being part of it means, first of all, to appreciate it. And then after appreciating it, practice it. And then practice it. and then give it to others. So I'm really, really thankful to be here. Sometimes, because I come here so often and I'm associating with Radhanath Maharaj's disciples, I sometimes lose the sense of what I'm associating with, and I sort of get a little ordinary and mundane and mechanical. But then again, when I see the dichotomy, then I realize these devotees are really an example of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Humility, a service attitude, and a very deep understanding of Srila Prabhupada's practice and philosophy. And it's all due to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. We really, really, really can't thank Radhanath Maharaj enough. We can only thank him by taking his instructions and applying in our life. As Srila Prabhupada has said, the spiritual master is most pleased when he sees those that he is trying to give that mercy to. They accept that mercy and they apply it in their life, and they become an example for that mercy, and they give that mercy to others. So that's how we can actually take this Punyatra and make it a part of our life, and live in such a way that we're always in that mood of Punyatra, always in that mood of sadhu sangha, always in that mood of remembering Krishna and appreciating Vaishnavas and serving Vaishnavas. I want to add one thing, and I really, this is coming from my heart. I don't usually speak from my heart because I can't usually find it most of the time. It's usually hidden amongst my false ego. But my heart was really, really inspired when I saw His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj came. I was so happy and so inspired. And I knew it was because of the love of between Radhanath Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj. And because of that love between each other, Jayapataka Maharaj wanted to come and be with Radhanath Maharaj and all his disciples. And because of that, this really made this Punyatra very, very unique and very special. And I want to thank Radhanath Maharaj especially for that. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
You forgot Ekalavya Prabhu's trumpet. Sincerely offer gratitude to all those devotees that were named by Krishna Chandra Prabhu and all those devotees who were not named by Krishna Chandra Prabhu. All of the devotees who have come together to serve the Vaishnavas will unanimously speak from their hearts that our inspiration is really the unconditional, unmotivated enthusiasm to serve by Srimati Radha Priya Devi and Krishna Chandra Prabhu. After one or two Punyatras, most people would lock the doors of their house. But they're always worried. They're always in anxiety about how to give a better experience to all the Vaishnavas every year. That anxiety is higher than the samadhi of the yogis in the Himalayas. Because it pleases Krishna so much. So Radha Priya Devi, she doesn't like to speak, but her actions speak many cantos. And the whole family comes together. And by their enthusiasm, by their dedication, all of the others. And actually, if you speak to all the brahmacharis who are doing the cooking and so forth and the serving, they receive so much encouragement, so much inspiration by this family. It is on the foundation of their love to serve the devotees that this happens every year. Let us very, very sincerely offer our gratitude to them. Sometimes I think if it wasn't for the Pune Yatra, Krishna Chandra Prabhu probably would have sold this house by now. They really keep it all year just for this service to the devotees. Thank you very much. And I would like to thank each and every one of you. How special, how precious is your association. I didn't hear about or see any fighting, any quarrel, any anger. Maybe it happened, but I didn't hear about it or see it. And this is contradicting the laws of material nature. For the 4,500 devotees to be in this little area for 4 days with such limited bathrooms. Most of you have to go to some other place and find a bus or a car to get there, just to where you're staying or where your things are. And when you're here, you're just, if you want to rest, you just have to publicly lay on the grass. And crowds for prasad, crowds everywhere. How is it possible that everyone's, wherever I see, I see smiling and hear laughing? That is because you have all really sincerely taken in your heart Srila Prabhupada's message, the spirit of real devotional service. So each of you, although physically I'm not able to do it right now, but in my heart of hearts I am taking the dust of the feet of each and every one of the assembled devotees, worshipping it by putting it on top of my head. Thank you very much. And our ultimate gratitude is to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, because it is the mercy that is eternally manifesting from His heart that has brought us all together and is giving the light in our lives by which we could see the good in each other and see the opportunity to love Krishna in every situation and to chant his holy names. So please, everyone, take this empowered energy within your hearts and allow it to empower you to be instruments of Srila Prabhupada's will throughout the year and throughout your lives. And we will see you for the 23rd Punayatra next January. My God sisters and God brothers also, who've so kindly joined us today. Thus ends Punayatra. Thus begins the reciprocation of the mercy we have received. And we will end with one final kirtan. Just now. So please chant very loudly, dance very enthusiastically, and have safe journeys back to your homes. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Just one small quick announcement. There is a car blocking which has to be removed.